Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Two women and two toddlers in the hospital after a horrific carjacking in Brooklyn, and one woman's fighting for her life. The suspect had just been freed after an earlier carjacking. This happened yesterday evening at West 15th Street and Surf Avenue in Coney Island. Police say a man was loading the toddlers into his car when the 24-year-old suspect just came up and jumped into the driver's seat, kicked the car into reverse, and police say the children were hurt in a fall. The 25-year-old mother had minor injuries, all of them being evaluated at the hospital. The last woman, a 40-year-old unrelated to the other victims, was actually hit by the car. She was taken to the hospital with body trauma, said to be extremely critical. Police arrested the suspect, and sources tell 1010 Winds this guy was arrested earlier this week for another carjacking and released just yesterday. He's still out there. Police are looking for the gunman who opened fire on a man in the Bronx with two kids right nearby. Horrifying surveillance video of this Thursday evening incident in Mount Eden shows the gunman hopping off a scooter, chasing the victim, and firing at him with two kids right in the line of fire. Mary Gonzalez told CBS 2 News what she saw.
Everybody was ducking, but by the time I looked down, I seen the two kids on the floor, and then everything went crazy.
Amazingly, the children were not hurt. The victim is recovering. Police have released the video in hopes of helping track down the suspect, but it is very disturbing. You can see it at 1010winds.com. Police urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. They are into the stretch run. It is the final week before New York's mayoral primary. Candidates are out and on message, even some of them trying new things like combining forces. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams will be at the site of the shooting in the Bronx today to denounce gun violence. He talked about it yesterday, taking a swipe at law professor Maya Wiley.
Listen, we don't need a college professor. We need a professional that know how to keep this city safe.
Wiley told 1010 Winds she wants to right-size the police.
We're going to shift some of our resources, yes, $1 billion, in order to make sure that we have crisis response teams who are qualified, trained, and actually sign up for the job of intervening for people who need mental health services.
City detectives have not endorsed a candidate, but they did talk about their concerns.
The head of the NYPD's detectives union is telling the next mayor, you have to take this city back.
In order to keep the economic machine moving, you need public safety. You need people to feel safe, and they don't.
Paul DiGiacomo says there cannot be talk of defunding the police. With the 20th anniversary of 9/11 upon us, the city must maintain its counterterrorism teams. He participated in a roundtable with lawmakers to discuss ways to change the bail reform law.
9 out of 10 people that are arrested with firearms are released the next day.
He says 50% who pulled the trigger are back out on the street, and he predicts 1,000 more people will be shot by the end of the year if nothing changes. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Latest poll from the Post shows Adams in the lead with 21%. Wiley and Garcia are very close together, just over 16%. Garcia and one-time frontrunner Andrew Yang are set to campaign together today. Their people describe this as a joint get-out-the-vote effort and not as any kind of cross-endorsement in ranked choice voting. New York is changing its vaccination effort with plans to close several mass sites now that more than 70% of adult New Yorkers have gotten at least one shot. Sites upstate and the York College Clinic in Jamaica, Queens, will close. But Governor Cuomo says they're opening 9 new pop-up sites at or near early voting locations. The goal is to reach people in neighborhoods where the vaccination rate is below the state average. Those include sites in the 5 boroughs as well as upstate. New Jersey hit a big mark yesterday. Governor Murphy's goal of vaccinating 4.7 million people, that is close to 70% of the adult population. Nassau's police commissioner is digging in. Amid growing calls for him to resign over complaints about the lack of diversity in the police department, and reporters approached Commissioner Patrick Ryder after the police academy swearing in yesterday.
There are no plans to step down?
No. I serve at the pleasure of the county exec. As long as she has me, I'm here.
That event came just a day after a coalition of civil rights activists and some police groups had publicly called on Ryder to resign or be fired by County Exec Laura Curran. At least two other police groups and some Hispanic community leaders are coming to his defense. Ryder's been under fire since a Newsday interview last month, in which he put some of the blame for problems recruiting Black and Hispanic officers on broken homes. He's since apologized for that. At the event yesterday, by the way, he had just sworn in his 22-year-old son Liam and 160 other police recruits. Been another subway slashing in a major Midtown station, the second this week. This time, a man slashed in the head at the Times Square station. He was waiting on the 123 platform just before 7 p.m. when this happened. Right now, unclear if this was a random attack or something else. He was taken to Bellevue and is expected to recover. Police are still looking for the suspect. At the scene, John, a New Yorker, said,
It's terrible. I think it's probably getting worse after having gotten better. So, I mean, people are desperate.
That video obtained by 1010 Winds. The incident comes just 2 days after an attack at Columbus Circle. In that case, a man was stabbed 5 times as he tried to break up a fight between a man and woman on the platform.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.